नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट 67 चैप्टर एंटाइटल इंस्ट्रक्शंस फॉर सिविलाइज्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स। एतेर अन्येश्च वेदोक्तेर वर्तमान स्वकर्म भी गृहेऽपि अस्य गतिं यायात् राजंस्तद्भक्तिभान्नर। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation: O King, one should perform his occupational duties according to these instructions, as well as other instructions given in the Vedic literature, just to remain a devotee of Lord Krishna. Thus, even while at home, one will be able to reach the destination. Purport. The ultimate goal of life is Vishnu, Krishna. Therefore, either by Vedic regulative principles or by materialistic activities, if one tries to reach the destination of Krishna, that is the perfection of life. Krishna should be the target. Everyone should try to reach Krishna from any position of life. Krishna accepts service from anyone. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Mami partha vyapashritya yapi syupapayonaya striyo vaishyas tatha sudras tyapi yanti param gatim. O son of Pritha, those who take shelter in me, though they be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. It does not matter what one's position is. If one aims at reaching Krishna by performing his occupational duty under the direction of spiritual master, his life is successful. It is not that only sannyasis, vanprasthas and brahmacharis can reach Krishna. A grihastha, a householder, can also reach Krishna provided he becomes a pure devotee without material desires. An example of this is cited in the next verse. Hare Krishna. I would like to speak something from the purport by blessings of all devotees. This chapter is entitled Instructions for Civilized Human Beings. And the conversation is going on between Narad Muni and Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Narad Muni is instructing Yudhishthir Maharaj. He is saying that even at home, one will be able to reach the destination. He is mentioning that even at Grihastha Ashram, one can perfect one's life. But very interesting point is that neither Narad Muni or Yudhishthir Maharaj, both are attached to Grihastha Ashram. Srila Prabhupada mentions in the first canto, definition of ashram. Ashram means where spiritual culture is foremost. And we can see from the life of Yudhishthir Maharaj also, that although he is making inquiry to Narad Muni in a humble way, Nonetheless, he is not attached to grihastha ashram. In the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been mentioned about his character. Yudhishthira Maharaj was a completely detached person. How we can know about that? Firstly, he was in grihastha ashram just so that Krishna was a family member, and just to have association of Sri Krishna, Pandavas were in grihastha ashram. Otherwise, they were not interested in grihastha life, family life, mundane life without Krishna. They wanted grihastha ashram with Krishna. And what is the litmus test is that when Krishna disappeared from the planet, Yudhishthira Maharaj left for the north. And what to speak of Yudhishthira Maharaj, all Pandavas left for the north. And it is mentioned that even Kunti Maharani and Draupadi also, they also perfected their lives. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was not interested basically in grihastha ashram. He was mainly interested in Sri Krishna. And anywhere, if somebody is interested in service of Krishna, that place is most auspicious. It can be renounced order of life. It can be grihastha ashram also. Only thing is that person who strive to make devotional service or Krishna as a prime object of their life. Yudhishthira Maharaj was so detached person, even in grihastha ashram. One is that he left home in spite of being a king. Another is that very strange thing is that which never we see in this material world is one beautiful woman and five men are there. They are not fighting amongst themselves. What to speak of five men? Even if a beautiful woman marries to two men, they will not be happy together. They will fight amongst themselves. She is known as Panchali. And all Pandavas have got such a deep relationships. Pentagon likes a five. One woman and five men. How is it possible? Not possible at all by any material standards. And why could Pandavas could live very happily, joyfully, in spite of all odds in their life? They were banished. They were staying in forest. In spite of all odds, and Draupadi was very beautiful. She was very beautiful lady. That's why Kauravas wanted to strip her naked. And in spite of that, Pandavas didn't fight. What is the reason why they didn't fought? Is that the center of object was Sri Krishna. And due to that reason, all controversy was solved due to presence of Krishna. And in Yudhishthira Maharaj's life, Krishna was acting as one of the family member. Any problem is there, and Krishna, in one way or the another, he is always present to help this particular family. And due to that reason, Yudhishthira Maharaj's family was most glorious family because Krishna was present. Similarly, in grihastha ashram, if Krishna is present, then it becomes most glorious family life. We find character of Srila Narad Muni. And Narad Muni here is conversing with Yudhishthira Maharaj. And generally we find in most of the places where Bhagavatam mentions about grihastha life means they mentioned as deep dark well or life where a person get attached to wife, house, children, relatives and so forth. And here contrary instruction is given, encouragement to Yudhishthira Maharaj that no, don't worry. Even in householder life, one can perfect one's life. We can see Narad Muni, a staunch person, very pushes people to surrender to Krishna. Very staunch. Narad Muni has got variety of disciples. He traveled all over and just wherever there is a possibility, chances, he uses his skills and give bhakti and make people surrender to Krishna. And he's a staunch person that everyone should surrender to Krishna. We find in the case of Prachetas, 11,000 Prachetas, Narad Muni was strongly preaching to him, preaching to them, that take shelter to of Krishna, don't get entangled in grihastha ashram, and perfect your life. Don't enter into family life and go back to Godhead, because that is the purpose of life. Why you want to go back to your father and get married and get entangled in this? So Narad Muni is giving another different kind of instruction to Prachetas. So why is it so that Narad Muni is giving different set of instruction, or say very light dose or inspirational talk to Yudhishthir Maharaj? The reason is that Narad Muni knew that Yudhishthir Maharaj is already following it. He is a great devotee of the Lord. And due to that reason, no need to tell him about lofty thing about grihastha ashram where detachment is required, because Yudhishthir Maharaj was already a detached person. And that's why Narad Muni is encouraging that grihastha ashram is a wonderful place where, and it is a fact also, if somebody keeps Krishna in center, then in any situation, that is the most healthy situation. Externals, Krishna doesn't see external. He sees heart. He sees devotion. He sees bhakti. He sees service, attitude. And if somebody has got that attitude, then Krishna is happy. He doesn't see dress, what kind of dress a person is putting on. He sees the heart directly, that what is the heart of that person in which he is worshipping me. And here Yudhishthir Maharaj was a great, great devotee. And that's why Narad Muni is encouraging that grihastha ashram is very wonderful. One should perform their occupational duty and remember Krishna, and that can make life successful. And that's a fact also. In many places, Prabhupada emphasizes on Varnashram system. And Varnashram system in itself is not transcendental. What makes it transcendental is presence of Krishna in the Varnashram system. Otherwise, Varnashram system doesn't have any meaning to it. Somebody may live a simple life, or it doesn't make any meaning to it unless Krishna is in center. We find today also there are many farm communities. People live a village type of life, simple life, natural life. But if there is no Krishna, then what is the use of that life? Better to live in city and remember Krishna and go back to Godhead. So the whole purpose is that one should, even any ashram one may be situated, one should remember Krishna, render devotional service. One of the example I can narrate is one saint named Tukaram Maharaj, and he was in grihastha ashram. But if you see his life sketch, he was completely detached person. Completely detached person. He was not attached. Prabhupada mentions here in the end part is that a grihastha, a householder, can also reach Krishna provided he becomes a pure devotee without material desires. He should not have material desires. And when it can happen? Only if somebody remembers Krishna, does bhakti. Then renunciation and knowledge is awarded free. Example of Tukaram Maharaj, he was in grihastha ashram. And he was a completely detached person. He has a wife, two children, and completely detached person. And sometime he did occupation also. But in that occupation also, he used to remember Krishna. And due to that reason, Krishna kept him in a very poverty-stricken condition. Nonetheless, Krishna provided some basic needs, whatever he required for his family. But they were in poverty-stricken conditions otherwise. But Tukaram Maharaj was happy because he was remembering Krishna. He was detached also from family. And his glories were being spreading in all direction. And it came to the year of a Kshatriya. That was Shivaji Maharaj. And Shivaji Maharaj was quite impressed by the character of Tukaram Maharaj. And seeing his character and saintly qualities, devotion, Shivaji Maharaj sent lot of Nazrana for his family. Diamonds, rubies, jewelry, gold, silken cloths for everyone in the family. And his man brought all these things to the family members when Tukaram Maharaj was not present. And wife, his children are so happy to receive it. By the time Tukaram Maharaj came back to the home, wife and children were already putting on the cloths, ornaments. And Tukaram Maharaj came to the home and seeing the wife, he could not recognize also. My same wife or what? And then wife says, I'm your wife only. And Tukaram Maharaj asked that from where you got this? And he says, you don't know. Due to your bhakti, your fortune has changed. And Shivaji Maharaj sent so much. And we have accepted it. And Tukaram Maharaj says, no, no, we should not be accepting this. It's not our right. And he called for his man, Shivaji Maharaj's man, and gave back everything. And told that man, send a message to your Shivaji that we have got treasure of your heart, treasure of our heart, that is bhakti. And we don't need such petty treasures of this material world. And it was sent back to Shivaji Maharaj. And Shivaji Maharaj was impressed by Tukaram Maharaj, was impressed all the more by Tukaram Maharaj by such a detachment. And Shivaji Maharaj says that I have to take shelter of this person. I want to renounce the world and take shelter of this person. And he sent a message to Jija Mata that tell Jija Mata that your Shivaji will not come back. And he left for the association of Tukaram Maharaj. And he came to the shelter of Tukaram Maharaj. And Tukaram Maharaj taught him bhakti, devotion. Shivaji Maharaj stayed some days at the place of Tukaram Maharaj. And Tukaram Maharaj was teaching the knowledge, transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness. And ultimately, later on, Tukaram Maharaj gave him the knowledge of Varnashram. Because Shivaji Maharaj was a Kshatriya. And due to that reason, Tukaram Maharaj told him that you are a Kshatriya. And it's a duty to protect citizens, administer, manage. You do it. But keeping Krishna in center. Although he was a detached person, detached householder, in spite of that, he encouraged Shivaji Maharaj that you rule the kingdom and you guide the people, keeping Krishna in center. And that is real Varnashram system, where Krishna is kept in center. A person may be Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmana, according to qualities, they may be placed in various situations, but essence is that, are they willing to surrender to Krishna? Are they willing to take shelter of Krishna's representative? Shelter of Krishna means taking shelter of Krishna's representative. Here, Yudhishthir Maharaj is there, and he was on very high standard of devotional service. Nonetheless, what is his glory is that he is in Grihastha Ashram. And what is his glory is that he humbles down himself towards saintly persons. Narad Muni was a saintly person and even Yudhishthira Maharaj himself also. Nonetheless, when Narad Muni came, he received instructions from Narad Muni as a humble person asking that how to be detached from household life. Although he was completely detached to it, in spite of that, he was asking this question to Narad Muni. Very important qualification is that eagerness to hear from saintly person required in Grihastha Ashram as well as any other renounced order of life. Eagerness to hear from saintly person. And Yudhishthira Maharaj has that qualification. We hear that in first canto that Vidura came from pilgrimage. During Kurukshetra war, Vidura thought, why I should be part of it, better I go to pilgrimage and just hear and chant and associate with sadhus, saintly persons. And he was on pilgrimage and the reason why he came back is that Dhritarashtra was there and he was an attached householder. Here, the example of attached householder is given. Everything is taken away from Dhritarashtra. His 100 sons were killed. His kingdom was taken away. Nothing was there. His strength was taken away. He was an old man. He has got some strength. But he was an old person. And in spite of that, everything was taken away. In spite of that, he doesn't want to take to devotional service. He just want to continue in the householder life. And that's a sign of an attached grahastha. And that is what condemned in scriptures. Not person who is striving for devotional service in his grahastha ashram. What is condemned in scripture is that somebody just gets attached in grahastha ashram. That is condemned. And Vidura came back as a compassion towards his brother Dhritarashtra. And he came back and Pandavas welcome him. And Vidura mainly speaks to Dhritarashtra and speaks very heavy words. That you are attached, you are, say, surviving on the Bhima is throwing food to you, and on that basis you are surviving. Very heavy words he speaks. But that words were not meant for Pandavas and Yudhishthir Maharaj. In spite of that, Yudhishthir Maharaj humbly receives his word. So that's a sign of a humble devotee who is ready to hear from other saintly people and striving to follow in their lives. Sri Yudhishthir Maharaj, although he is on very high stage, but exhibits his humility by asking Narad Muni, please tell me, how can I be detached? But he was already detached person. And Prabhupada mentions that any situation a person may be situated, if he performs his occupational duty according to bona fide spiritual master and remembers Krishna, he is sure to achieve his goal of life. One more incident I can remember in this context is that Juhu temple, when it was in construction stage and it was in dispute and neighborhood people are trying to demolish the temple, and one of the person in neighborhood was Mr. Rathi, and when people came to demolish Juhu temple, he was so excited. He says, I can't allow this to happen. He has got Kshatriya spirit. So he called for his son, says, get my gun and bullets. I will use all of it. Because these people are trying to destroy the temple and devotees, how is it possible? I will use my gun and bullets. Bring it. And when Prabhupada heard it, Prabhupada was so happy with this person. And Prabhupada told him that you will go back to Godhead. And that person said, I heard it from his own mouth, we visited his house. So he says that I spoke to Prabhupada. I told him that hum papi aadmi, hum kahan se Bhagavad Dham chale jayenge. Perhaps he may not be following at that time regular principles or chanting. And Prabhupada says, don't worry. When you leave your body, I'll be personally standing at the gate of Golok Vrindavan to receive you. And he used his Kshatriya spirit in the service of Lord's pure devotee like Prabhupada. And that was perfection in his life. He was into construction. And then Prabhupada told him, you construct houses for devotees. And he used to construct, he constructed some building for devotees staying, because devotees didn't have any property, proper structure. And Prabhupada told him that while you are constructing houses for devotees, Krishna is constructing house for you in Golok Vrindavan. And you will be going back. So he used his Kshatriya spirit in the service of Krishna and service of Srila Prabhupada, and he received his greatest benediction. So in Varnashrama, everyone has got his role, but sincerity of purpose is very, very, very important in whichever ashram somebody may be there. Sincerity can be defined as that person is striving again and again for the goal. And our goal is going back to Godhead. We may be defeated sometimes, we may be successful sometimes. But person is striving again and again to attain that goal. That is sincerity is there. And that's what like, so we can understand from great devotee's life. One of the very important person is in this regard is Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, as we know, that he was in household life, and he is accepted as a prominent acharya in our Gaudiya line. And in spite of being grihastha, he is a very powerful personality. And sincere person don't discriminate between grihastha and renounced order of life. Sincere people will accept devotion in person's heart. And that is what Krishna also sees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he would give discourses, very surprisingly, Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj would come and sit in his class. He was a renunciate, and he would sit in the class of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Why is it so? The reason is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an acharya, and he is following the principles, and he has got attraction for Krishna. He is using on whatever is there, manasa deha geha, jo kichu mor, arpilu tuva pade, nand kishor. He has given everything in the service of Krishna. And that is perfection of one's life. One should give everything in the service of Krishna. And Krishna accepts everyone and everything. For Krishna, for us it is difference between spiritual energy and material energy. But for the Lord, there is no difference. For Him, everything is spirit. Everything is transcendental. Even Krishna comes in material world and performs pastime, so that material energy will act as spiritual energy. Because it is in Krishna's hands. And Krishna accepts all types of people, all types of situation, all types of ashrams. Everything is accepted by Sri Krishna. Somebody may say, how we can be accepted? We are like, say, lower than Shudras. We have done so many sinful activities. But Lord is all merciful. Narad Muni, person like Narad Muni, also accepts all type of people. He preaches to even hunter like Mrigari. He even gives message to lady like Kayadhu. Kayadhu was a lady and wife of Hiranyakashipu, the wife of a demon, wife of a Rakshasa. But nonetheless, Narad Muni gives protection to Kayadhu and also gives transcendental message to Kayadhu. No discrimination. Great souls doesn't do any discrimination. And in any condition also, one can advance. Narad Muni was speaking to Kayadhu and Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb. And in the womb, Prahlad Maharaj was receiving instructions. And there is no mention that Narad Muni met Prahlad Maharaj after that. And Prahlad Maharaj, as a small child, as a 5-year-old child, he was preaching to his school friends. And school friends are surprised that from where you got this knowledge, Prahlad, because in our school, this subject is not there at all. So from you, where you learned this subject matter? And Prahlad frankly said that I received this knowledge from Narad Muni. And where Narad Muni met? Narad Muni was speaking and he was in the womb. And in that situation, he received knowledge. And receiving knowledge in such situation, he was preaching. So bhakti is beyond any ashram and situation. Bhakti is a transcendental thing. Beyond anything. Any material situations, conception, bhakti is beyond that. And Krishna is satisfied even whatever little somebody can do. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. Krishna says, I accept it. Whatever you give, I accept it. And you find an extreme case is in Lord accepts different type of devotees. For example, in Ramayana, Lord Ramchandra accepted Shabri, who was a mystic staying in a forest. He accepted Hanumanji. Hanumanji was most worshipable. But he has got body of a monkey. And what to speak of Hanumanji, he accepted all the monkeys. And all monkeys were accepted by Lord Ramchandra. No discrimination. We find in one of the songs, पशुपति झूरे पाषाण विदरे सुनियार गुण गाथा. दैट मीन्स लॉर्ड एक्सेप्ट्स. चैतन्य महाप्रभु व्हेन विजिटेड झारखंड फॉरेस्ट ही एक्सेप्टेड, ही गेव मर्सी इवन टू लाइक से बर्ड्स, एनिमल्स, ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ एनिमल्स, कार्निवरस, हर्बीवरस, ऑल टाइप्स ऑफ एनिमल्स. ही वॉज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग हिज मर्सी. फॉर कृष्णा और लॉर्ड देर इज नो डिस्क्रिमिनेशन इन हु कैन रिसीव द मर्सी, हु कैन नॉट. ही एक्सेप्ट एवरीवन. वेन सेतु वॉज बींग कंस्ट्रक्टेड, हनुमान जी एंड अदर मंकीज हु हैज गॉट पावरफुल माइट एंड स्ट्रेंथ, दे वर थ्रोइंग स्टोन. लॉर्ड रामचंद्र's name written on it, and they were throwing inside the ocean, and they were making bridge, setu. And surprisingly, all the stones were floating, and they were doing Herculean task by the mercy of Lord Ramchandra. And one squirrel was there, and she was pushing some sand inside the water, and Hanumanji says that, get out of my way. Because what you can do, we are doing such a big task and you are hardly doing anything, it doesn't matter. And Lord Ramchandra ji counter chastised Hanuman. He says, the way you are doing devotional service, similarly she is also doing devotional service. So she is equally pleasing to me as you are pleasing. So externals or results are not important at all. What important is that person's readiness to serve the Lord in any situation. Here mention of Grahastha Ashram is there. And mention is that all types of people can perfect their life in Grahastha Ashram. That is for sure. But it has to be an ashram where Krishna is in center. We find that in Golok Vrindavan also, it's a family life. It's not a life of renunciate. It's not that all sadhus are there in Golok Vrindavan. No. It's a family life. Nanda Baba is there. Yashoda is there. Cowherd girls are there. Gopas are there. Friends of Krishna are there. Everyone is there. And it's a family life is there. So in spiritual world also, it's a family life is there. And if someone in Grahastha Ashram can keep Krishna in center staunchly, then he doesn't have to worry. He doesn't have to worry. In a Grahastha Ashram, a person can also become a pure devotee and perfect his life. Prabhupada mentions at one place that my father, Gaur Mohan Day, was pure devotee. And Gaur Mohan Day, till his end, was in Grahastha Ashram. Prabhupada was speaking in one class and he was speaking about Gaur Mohan Day, and Prabhupada just ended with the word, spoke some words, didn't complete his statement. I think he knew, because Gaur Mohan Day never chastised Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Mohan Day was always loving to Srila Prabhupada, always loving. And Prabhupada said, I think he knew what I'm going to do. And that was the life of Gaur Mohan Day, keeping Krishna in center. His main business, it appears, that worshipping the Lord. Prabhupada says that when I used to get up in my bed in my childhood, I used to see my father with the bell and worshipping. And when I would go to bed, at that time also my father would be worshipping. It appeared that his occupation was side occupation, his main occupation was bhakti. And that is a fact. What happens is that people accept, say, samsar as a main thing. And many times people think that we are doing samsar and that is the main thing. Many times somebody travel, people like in saffron towels, and many times people argue, ki aap log, what you people do? You just stay in temple and we are working so hard. You know, samsar manage karna is such a big thing. So much endeavor is there and you don't work so hard. Yeah, accepted. What you are doing is great, but if it is not connection with Krishna, then it is a big zero. It doesn't have any value. If Krishna is in center, then it has got any value. And Lord also accepts all types of devotees. For example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave variety of, he accepted all types of devotees first of all. Ramanand Rai was a grihastha, so many renunciates were there. He accepted all types of devotees lovingly, seeing their devotion. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on one time point of time, he gave different instructions to different people according to their ashram. For example, mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave different instructions to Raghunandan, Narhari Sarkar and Mukunda. Raghunandan has got great flavor of worshipping the deity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him instruction, you worship deities and you perfect your life. Narhari Sarkar, he gave instruction that you preach, seeing his compassion in the heart, he encouraged that you preach, that is very good. And Mukunda, he told that you earn material and spiritual assets. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself doesn't discriminate based on externals. Lord sees the heart, that what is the heart of a person. And for that matter, one has to be sincere. One cannot say that. One should not be attached. That is the whole essence. What happens is that people get attached, and that's why so many instructions are given how we can be detached. Most of the time, people's conception is that somehow, like say, I want to be in this setup only. People can't think many times beyond it. Some years back in Pune, they made a youth program on national level. And one of the boys, 17, 18 year old boy was there. And he met one of the sannyasi of ISKCON, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. And the boy asked that, Maharaj, how we can do bhakti in grihastha ashram? And he was just a teenager, 17, 18 year old. Maharaj says, why you're asking this question? Maharaj says, how we can do bhakti? That you asked, na? Why do you have got preconceived notions that I want to do bhakti in grihastha ashram? You have to get so many years to get married. So first ask bhakti, how I can do bhakti. And then after, when you want to get married, then you ask how I can do bhakti in grihastha ashram. So most of the time, people don't even think something other than this due to their strong attachment or flavor to this kind of life. And one should follow these principles in their life. And then one can be detached. And at that time when Krishna is calling, he can easily give up everything and accept shelter of Krishna. Easily he can take to Vanaprastha ashram also. Otherwise, it is very difficult ashram. Tukaram Maharaj was performing bhakti in family life. And at the end of his life, plane from Vaikuntha came. And Tukaram Maharaj thought that my wife also helped me so much to help me. She used to cook for me in different ways. She helped me. So he thought, how can I go without taking my wife? So he called for his wife that, come, we'll go to Vaikuntha. Please come with me. You always be my better half all the time. Now it is the right time has come and we should be going to Vaikuntha. And wife says, no, I have to take care of the buffaloes. And you go, I don't want to come. Tukaram Maharaj says, okay, if you don't want to come, then I will go. And Tukaram Maharaj left. So that is detachment. And that can happen. A husband can go back to Godhead, a wife can also go back to Godhead. Depends on somebody's sincerity of purpose. Because Krishna doesn't see the external dress. He sees the heart. That what heart this person has got. And if in that heart somebody renders, perform devotional service, then all glories to their services. And that is the perfection of one's life. Thank you very much. Patiently hearing. Anyone has got any question? Otherwise you may end. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki. Hare Krishna.